Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. Thank y'all all so much for the feedback from last week. I'm not sure when it was, but a couple of weeks ago, Overcoming Fear to Be Impactful. I heard from a lot of folks on that, and I thank y'all so much, and hopefully y'all are walking in that. And this is kind of like a continuation of it in a way. But I'm going to call this one today B. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to speak to your precious people. Thank you, dear Lord, for the growth. Thank you, dear Lord, for your embrace today. Thank you, dear Lord, that they can feel your love, see your love, and walking in that love every day. Lord, I thank you for the testimonies that will come forth and the feedback that will come forth from today's message on B. Thank you so much in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So yeah, I'm going to talk about the word, a two-letter word, B. B-E. I'm going to share a testimony about it. And I'm just going to share a couple of things that I've been thinking about. I'm recording on Sunday. Today is April the 12th. Pretty much been all weekend, just in a place of listening to the Lord, just being quiet. And sometimes you have to do that. You need to just, if you can, everybody's life is different, mine is different, and I understand that. But whenever you do have time, I say it all the time, take that time and tie that time to him. Give him some time to just sit down. You might be trying to figure out which way to go, what to do next. Might be all these different things coming across your mind. But just sit down and be for a moment. I was listening to Dr. Harvey's message today. He's talking about righteousness and the things that you already have. I'm not exactly sure of the title, but it's on today on 412 on his live and everything. But one of the things that I was talking about on his page, you can look at Pastor Sonia Harvey's page, or you can look at on YouTube, Increase International page. But one of the things that really got to me today is he talked about when Jesus said, peace be still. And even though I'm just going to bring that up for a moment, peace be still, Jesus said, be. He didn't say, get ready to be still. He said, be. Peace be still. And there was authority in his saying, be. And then Dr. Harvey even went on to say that, you know, even whatever we do for the Lord, whatever it is, if it's marketplace, on your job, in your family, there should be some type of demonstration. And like I said last week about being impactful, overcoming fears to be impactful and successful, impact is measurable. So you should be able to measure what you're doing, right? So I'm just going to say B. So let me give you all a quick testimony. So this week I was dealing with something going on with my tooth. And I went to the doctor before, this dentist before. So they already had my records. But, you know, they want me to fill them out again. So I filled out the records again. And one of the things I had to put on my records was, number one, that I'm allergic to penicillin. And number two, I had told the doctor one-on-one before that I can't have narcotics because of the prior addiction. Right? So went in there, he did the x-rays, I had talked to the dental assistant about it, and me and her had already talked about, you know, the fact I can't have penicillin. I even told her about cinnamon, you know, different things I couldn't have. And then he comes in and looked at the x-ray, and he was like, okay, so what are you doing for pain? I told him. He said, well, I want you to continue to do that, but I'm going to also write you a prescription for narcotics and a prescription for penicillin, for amoxicillin. And I had to look at this doctor, and I said, look, I've already told you I can't have narcotics. And I can't have penicillin either. I can't have either one of these. And it bothered me so much, but then I realized, after the fact, after he walked out and, you know, apologized and said what he had to say. Needless to say, I'm not going back there. But anyway, I looked at the dental assistant and I said, hey, Because something in me, I knew that that was a major victory for me. I said, you see, I told him, right? You see, I told him I can't have that. She said, yeah, I see you. I see what you did. I said, you see, I did it, right? And I was, it was almost like the little girl in me was just so proud of myself. Because one of the things my mentor and spiritual father talks about, Apostle Moss, one of the things he talks about is that you're going to, when you go through deliverance, you're going to face that thing again before you go to your next level. And I had talked to him about that. I was like, well, I thought I was always delivered for certain things. And he was like, yeah, you was delivered in the flesh, but you got to face that same type of deliverance in the spirit realm to know you've really been delivered. And I want to bring that up to you guys because I'm very open about everything. And this is nothing that is not already in the book, All or Nothing, that I wrote. But I had to be delivered from that. I had to be delivered. I couldn't be getting ready to be delivered from not having narcotics. I had to be it. And I had to be it, but I had to be take ownership of it and say, hey, this body right here don't do well with those drugs. Right? This body right here can't have narcotics. So it was up to me to be that. I had to be that person to say, doctor, even though I've told you this before, I can't have that. Now, if I wasn't truly delivered, I would have got the prescription. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I had to be that. And the reason why I'm bringing this up to you now, I looked at the word be, and y'all probably know what the word be means. It's a verb, number one. It's a verb. So it's an action word to describe existence. I have to be delivered from that. So that means I cannot have that. This body, like this body, don't do well with certain foods. Your body probably can eat it, but my particular body, this body, I can't do it. B is also your identity. Where is your identity in? I cannot have certain things. And I know that. So it's up to me. And when I told the dental assistant, I said, you see that? She was like, yeah, I wish more people would just be honest and let us know that. Even though I had let him know already, and he still was about to write the prescription. She said, I'm very proud of you. This is the first time you're meeting that lady. And when I got in the car, I was frustrated at the doctor, yes. But then I realized, I am delivered from that. Because I could have easily gotten the prescription, y'all. And this is somebody that, you know, that's why, you know, I'm bringing this up because you don't know until you are really faced with it if you truly be in it. So I'm being it. I'm delivered from that. Synonyms for the word be exist, live, occur, happen, remain, stay. Those are synonyms. I was speaking to an amazing dear friend of mine this week. And I'm not going to give her a testimony, but I was just going to say this. She mentioned to me that a person told her, be healed. Now, it was just a regular person. And most of the time what people say, good well soon, I'm praying for you, which is, you know, those are fine. But I'm just saying, that person said to her, be healed. And when she told me he said that, I mean, I felt the presence of God. And I looked at her, I said, what did he say? She said, he said, be healed. I said, who says that? Who says that unless it's somebody that's truly understand authority, that truly understand that is a messenger from God? I tell y'all this all the time. One of my favorite scriptures is in Matthew 8. I'm going to read this right here, verses 7 through 9. And Jesus said unto him, this is when he went to Capernaum. I think that's how he said. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come unto under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Then Jesus said, For I'm a man, the centurion said, For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and I say to the other, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. So he was saying that if you say it's in the word only, it's going to happen. And you go down further in the scripture, and I'm going to read this for you right here. Oh, okay, where's the scripture? I'm sorry, y'all. Let me find it real quick. I went too far back. And he says here, he said, for a man of, okay, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled. I always love that Jesus marveled. And he said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you. Then he turned around and said it to the people that was following him. I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He said that to the people that was walking with him. I ain't never seen this kind of faith. Because he knew about the authority of it. He knew about the authority of it. And you go down to verse 13, and Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The servant was healed because this man understood authority. He was speaking to someone that he knew had authority. Hallelujah. And even Jesus marveled at the fact that this man understood who Jesus was, who he was, and the authority he carried. Now, y'all saved out there that's listening to me, y'all understand y'all have authority. Why haven't you just said the word only? Why not be it? See, I had to realize that I am delivered. And I'm walking in it. I'm being delivered. I am it. I'm being it. So everything else in my life now is be. So, yeah, I might be believing God for a husband, but until then, I'm being it. I am a wife. I'm already that. So once the person that's supposed to find me and find this location of where I'm at, of being, I'm it already. I'm in already. I am healed now. I am delivered now. Another synonym, be as I am. I am that right now. I am love. I'm a be love. So I'm telling you guys, be love. Be given. Like, you got something. As soon as I get someone, I'm going to be given. I'm going to be one. I done heard this so many times, you guys. Not that I played the lottery, but I have heard it. When I hit the lottery, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Well, what do you have right now? Do you have $50? Nowadays, do you have an extra 50? Or do you have where you can at least say, hey, you come to the, because you know where the gas prices are. We all know that. And you come to the gas and you see somebody and you might have an extra 20 in your hand. Be given. Give that to that person. Say, hey, I might can't fill your tank up, but here's 20 towards it. Can you be that? Be love already. Be that. Be love. No matter what happened to you, no matter what things might have happened, still be that. Be kind. Right? Be all these things. I'm already a wife. So whenever, like I said, he show up, I'm already that. I'm already wealthy. When more and more money come in, I'm already that because I'm being it right now. I'm being wealthy. I'm that. Be rich, be kind, be loved, be delivered, be healed, be it. When you understand authority, when Jesus said, this man, now the people that was walking with him was around him all the time. Just think about, get the whole scene in your head. Jesus is walking, and in that passage of scripture, he's going and healing people as he's walking. So he, you know, Jesus have discernment. He has all the gifts. So he understand that people walking with him, probably half the time they believe. But they were walking, following, watchers. But this centurion understand authority because he's a man in authority. So when you in authority and you understand authority and you speak into authority, you understand that thing is going to work. And the servant wasn't even there is what I want you guys to see. The servant wasn't even there with the man. The man went on behalf of the servant. Evidently, he must have been really, really a good servant because this man wanted him healed. And he received his healing, and Jesus didn't even have to go where the man was. He was like, no, just send the word on it. When I tell you guys, I love that scripture. Anybody that's been following me since I have started this podcast, y'all have heard me talk about this scripture, and it keeps getting even more revelation to me. Just be that thing. So I have to walk. I'm walking out certain things. Healings and things that's in my, but things I've been dealing with, you guys, and now I'm being it. I'm like, oh, this is not who I'm supposed to be. Have y'all ever felt like y'all supposed to be something else? Or be somewhere else? Or supposed to have more things? Do you always, I mean, one time when I was living in Petersburg, Virginia, and I was going, I mean, y'all probably think I'm going through all the time, but I was going through. And I didn't have anything in my mind tangible. I was like, Lord, I know. Oh, I said, Lord, I know I'm supposed to have wealth. I know I'm supposed to have money. And that time I must have been needing some money. I might have needed some food. I don't know what it was. I said, I feel like I'm supposed to have money. And I just went. Because back then, that one when we was really doing a whole lot of credit cards and debit cards. We had cash. And I went through all my pockets and went through, and I found so much money. I found so much money. Now, that's a tangible testimony. There was the money. But the thing with it is, we got everything. It's already in us. We just got to be it. You got to be healed. If you're listening to me right now, be it. I'm not saying don't take your medicine. I'm not saying none of that. You just got to start walking that thing out. Even when that doctor was about to write me a prescription, then this is not the first time he said he was going to do that. He did it before, and I had to tell him, hey, I can't have that. And when he did it again, I was like, what is going on here? I was like, I cannot have that. But I had to be that. I had to be in my deliverance to know, do not write me that prescription. I had to do that. Just the same way with now I'm trying to, I'm losing weight. I'm working out. I'm watching what I'm eating. I have to be these things. I have to make sure that I put in what I'm supposed to have for this temple. I have to be healed. I have to be love. Be wealthy. Be given. I have to be that thing. I can't keep looking at what I don't have and focus only on what the word says. He said, send the word only. And it marveled Jesus. And Jesus said he had not seen that kind of faith in his people. Whew. You guys, just be. Be everything God said that you are. I look now at these young people. Oh my gosh. And how so much they're so further along than we were as children. And they have so much more opportunity. and things that they can do and learn. And they're doing it. It's like they don't see the limitations like we did. And I know it was different times or whatever. But like I said last week, all the things I did after the age of 50, now I'm 61 and I'm still like, Lord, what else you want me to do? I'm not thinking about so much as people say retire. If I do leave from hospitality, it's not because I want to just not do nothing. I'm taking everything I have learned in hospitality into my next with events, speaking engagements, whatever God has me to have me to do. But it's not for me just to sit at home and do nothing and watch TV. Oh no, that's not for me. Now, for anybody else that's doing it and you're happy with that, fine. Hallelujah. But for me, I have to be what God told me to be. And I feel as though I had gotten a late start. And some of the things that maybe if I could have did it early in life, but really, I'm just the type that I want to be doing something. So I'm going to be that. I'm going to be what God told me to be. I'm going to be Speak Life now. I'm going to be Wide Weight, Give Them Their Flowers now. I'm going to be Wide Weight Youth. I'm going to be My Health Is My Wealth. I got to be these things. Next year, I got some major things I'm thinking about doing. Not going to talk about those yet. But I'm just like, it's more stuff, more things on there that you hadn't heard of before. But I just need to be these things. It's like what was wrapped up in my yes. So I'm saying that to you guys. Be healed. Be loved. Be given. Be delivered. Be wealthy. Be rich. Be the CEO. Be the author. Be the graduate. Be the wife. Be the husband. Be whatever it is. Go ahead and be it before you are it. You see what I'm saying? You got to be that thing. And it's not fake until you make it. You just got to be it. I got to walk in what God told me to do. When he told me to do the Wide Way, like I said, it was three ladies at first. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I was supposed to do it. And now it's 5 years later. We got 16 ladies at this event. It probably going to be by the end of the year. Who knows how many. Last year ended up being 26 ladies by the end of the year because I did pop-ups. Pop-up Wide Weights, pop-up lunches, pop-up breakfasts, pop-ups at the hotel, pop-ups at the movie theater, pop-ups. I was just being Wide Weight. Give them their flowers now. Hey, you guys, I'm just so excited about this word because once it click on in your, when that light bulb moment, I pray right now, dear Lord, for every listener. Today, did they have a light bulb moment? That light is you right now in their mind to understand what you're saying, to just be it. Lord, I thank you right now for the testimonies. I thank you, dear Lord, to move every blockage away, everything of darkness that's trying to keep them from this light of this, from your word, the understanding and light that brings forth the understanding that's coming forth from you, because you are light, Lord. You are all of these things to us, and we're just going to be it today. And I thank you right now, hallelujah, in your precious name, Jesus. I just thank you, dear Lord, for your example to show us how to be, how to walk in authority, how to do these things, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can marvel, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I pray that you guys that are listening today will go back and listen again. Share it with others. Share it. We just got to be what God told us to be. What we have been born to be. We just got to walk in it. No matter what. Like, okay, for example, I as a teenager, I may have shared this before. It was a couple of things I always wanted to be. One of the things I wanted to be was a model. I was tall, I was thin, but I had that jaw situation I had to get my jaw broken, you know, years later and whatever. Y'all know about it. Some of y'all know about it. Read the book, All or Nothing. And so I had went to this modeling school. Modeling school, a modeling agency in Richmond, Virginia. I think it was called Barbizon. I think that was the name of it. Back in the day, downtown Richmond, Virginia. And I went in there and the lady looked at me and she was like, "You're tall, you're thin, but you'll never get booked because of your jaw line." You talk about devastating. I was devastated. Devastated because of my jawline. Right? So that just reinforced the insecurities that I felt from high school when I was teased by it. And then once I got married, my ex-husband used to say the same thing. Who would ever want you with that face? Right? So I'm just telling y'all this story to get you this right here. So when I got, you know, when I got the opportunity, I went to the dentist and went to the orthodontist. I went to the orthodontist first, and he was like, "Yeah, you got to go back to the dentist. We got to start." It was a 5-year project. They had moved 8 teeth. I had braces, had my jaw broke, and then replayed my alignment of my jawline because of the bite and all that. Anywho. Fast forward to now, to last year, whenever. No, this year I started it. And I've been everybody will ask me where I get my clothes from. Because I'm a tall girl. And I was like, they would ask me, "Oh, you look so nice. I really like your outfit." I was like, "Oh, thank you. But then also, in October 2023, I would see the prophetic word that the Lord was going to raise up someone to make my clothes. It's going to be a designer coming my way. I know they're coming. I'm just putting that word out there. I'm sending the word out there. Because they're coming. The word already went forth. I believed it did. So I've just been walking in that. I'm being that. What they said at that school that I wouldn't be able to do, I'm doing it on my own. I'm just wearing the clothes. The clothes I wear every day to work. I take about 10 minutes, get there early, and just videotape my clothes that I'm wearing that day and put it up. It says Styles by Lisa Speak Life. And sometimes I put up where I got it from, sometimes I don't. But I know that there's going to be something coming for me because the word I went for. So I'm just walking in it. I wanted to be a model, so I'm a model. I'm a tall girl model. Do I have an agency behind me? Not what you think. It's Holy Spirit led, Holy Spirit driven. I'm doing it. I'm walking. I'm showing the clothes that I wear every day. I'm modeling. One day the Lord said to me, "Didn't you want to be a model?" He don't forget nothing. Hallelujah. He said that to me. I was like, "Oh my gosh, Lord, I did." A lot of people don't even know I went to that modeling school and got that rejection. Because I was so embarrassed. But I'm doing that thing. Right now. I'm being that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not stopping. Hallelujah. But my time is almost up. Just be. Be. Hallelujah. As you go into this week, speak life over yourself. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your neighborhood. Speak life over your coworkers. Speak life over your enemies. Lord knows they need somebody to speak life over them. And I believe that is you, listener. It is you. The key to it all is to speak life now. Remember to continue to say, "Lord, continue to surprise me with your goodness, my God, for the rest of my life." Share this with someone. Share. Put it on your page. Share it for me, please. Thank y'all so much. And I'll talk to y'all again real soon. Bye-bye.